If you get gypped there, guy in the corner there will sell you something to gyp you. So on there, the person that is davening a karnasah, there he agrees taka also that you would not make a bar priagofen, but you only make a shakel. So Rabbi Yehuda that says, on wine that's sold in the store, bekitza, even though it smells bad, but it tastes good, he owed you still make a bar priagofen. But wine is even worse than that, that even the taste tastes dead already, then you do not make a bar priagofen. Then you have to make a shakel nivadvori. And you have to be careful. Sometimes the chamunatis can happen. Sometimes you go to make kiddush on wine, and nice that the wine is nice and spoiled. And by the time you taste it, mamish, you want to throw up. It's sour wine. It's no good. Because you're not even used to kiddush that way. Depends taka how bad it is. It's not a bar priagofen. It's only a shakel, and it's taka not wine. Could be you want to be used to kiddush. Because even if Yehuda agrees that the wine becomes so bad that even in the store they won't sell it, he agrees it's not a bar priagofen, it's not called wine anymore. Omalaya by the Rabbi Yosef, Horeb Yehuda, Horeb Chizda, Makamatzrile, Kittitz Machlekes of Yehuda and Reb Chizda. When you have wine that tastes good but smells bad, what bracha do you make? You have a machlekes. So you ask him, who do you hold like? Omalay Masnis Yadana. I know a brice like this. The Tani will learn like this. Ha boy dikas hachovis, if somebody checked out a barrel of wine, Lios Mafra Shaleh Truma. Like he knows he has truma, he has to take off truma. So he wants to use this barrel of wine to make a truma. So he has to check it out to make sure that the wine is still good and not spilled, it's not vinegar yet. So ha boy dikas hachovis, Lios Mafra Shaleh Truma. Voilich. And he goes away. Viachakach nimsas chaymitz. Then when he comes back later and looks at this barrel of wine, oyvei, it's vinegar ready. So you have to know when he made it truma, if it was vinegar ready, so the truma is not chal. But if at the time when he said it should become truma, it was normal wine, so then it was chal the truma, I got spoiled, it got spoiled. So what's the locha? How do we know if it was good or not? So it's like this. Kol gimel yoim vadai. It's still good wine. Mikan v'erech sofik. 3 days later after you checked it, then it's a suffix, maybe it was vinegar ready. So, Maikom, what do you mean to say? Rabbi Yechon Hochikom, this is what he means to say. Kol Gimel Yamahur Rishonim, like you checked the wine first, you saw it was good wine. So the first 3 days after you checked it, Vada Yain, we say for sure that wine is still good wine. Mikan V'yelech, after 3 days later, suffix. Since like lady came back a month later and you saw it to be vinegar, so we have a suffix that maybe after those first 3 days, that's when it really changed to be a vinegar. So therefore it depends when you made a truma. If you made a truma 5 days later, we have a suffix, maybe the truma is no good. My time, what's the reason? Chamra mi'ila okar. V'hai taima v'loy okar. Imtim slayma, yeah. So what, so it says here, my time, chamra mi'ila okar, wine. Let's see what Rosh Bam says. Chamra mi'ila okar says, k'moy okar nekar tam yami menu, umas chlachmitz milamala. The tam, it starts to smell on top bed first, b'piach obvious. Umat mat mischamitz. And it goes very slowly. V'yored kol gimel ad b'sev gimel nasa kula chaymitz. So kids, it takes 3 days till it can change over. Yeah, that's the pshat here. That my time achamim milo okar for a team of loy okar. So in tim tzolaim a boss of the team okar have a reicha chol of a time achamra that really comes out that it's going to taste like wine, just smell like vinegar. And therefore, the chol reicha chal, anytime it smells like vinegar, the time of chamra, but the tam is wine, chamra, it's called wine. So, kids, he has a brisa that it says clearly here that as long as the wine tastes like wine, even though it smells like vinegar, till a bar of priagofen. Rabbi Shua ben Levi yomar, kol gim yomar achroine, bali chomet v'kamele sofik, by time of chamra mitisoyok, he's just the opposite. Wine starts bit from the bottom. They mock a little bit. I and it's like, I'm not going to you. All right, we'll stop here. We'll go over this lesson more again tomorrow. We'll start this lesson over again. We'll stop here.
You're holding that tzaddik vav. You start again and you're on top. Again, the time you learn like this. If somebody checks his barrel of wine, liyos mafresh olav truma. That this guy, he sells wine always, and he wants to take off truma, so he has one barrel of wine that he always leaves there, that he's always busy taking truma from that barrel. Now he has to make sure that barrel of wine stays good, it doesn't get spoiled. Because if the wine becomes spoiled, so then the truma is no good. At least Rashbam says the machlokes about it. But the chetchila for sure, you shouldn't take off truma on sour wine that's like vinegar ready. So therefore, here the guy first checked out this barrel of wine, and it smelled and tasted good. For hoylach, and he went away. Then he came back, could be a few months later, and he found out that that barrel of wine is vinegar, is bad stuff. So now the suffix is, when did it change? So Lord, the Brisa says like this, kol gimel yoyim, the first 3 days, Vadai, it's for sure. That's all it says. We'll have to see what this means. Mikan ve'elach, after 3 days, suffik. Then it's a doubtful whether it was wine or whether it was the vinegar. My comma, what does this price mean to say that the first 3 days, well, 3 days is for sure, and then it's a doubt? What's the machlokes? Omer Rabbi Yechon says like this, Hochi comma. This is what the price means to say. Kol gimli yomim horishonim, the first 3 days. Like you checked the barrel of wine, let's say on Monday. Monday you saw the barrel was good wine. So the next 3 days, vada yayin. For sure it's wine. And if you took off truma during those 3 days for this wine, it was 100% okay. Mikan v'yelech, after those first 3 days, suffik. There's a doubt if that wine changed over and if the truma is good or not, it's a suffik. My time, what's the reason? Why 3 days and then do we say a change? Because he holds chamra me'iloy ochor. Wine changes when it starts to get spoiled. When wine spoils, it starts to spoil from top. So therefore like this. When he first tasted it on Monday, you taste the top of the barrel, and if that didn't spoil, so you know for sure nothing spoiled yet. So in Tim Tzoloim, boss of the team Okar, even if you want to say the second after he tasted it, then it started to like go down, then the wine started to change, have a reichachala. All that can happen in the first 3 days is that first when wine spoils, it starts to smell like vinegar. That's the first thing. But for sure for the next 3 days, the taste is still going to be like wine. And therefore, Rabbi Yochanan Sheet, there is that the chol reicha, chala, anytime, even though it smells like vinegar, but for taima chamra, the wine still tastes like wine, chamra, it's called wine. That's what Rabbi Yochanan learned this braisa. That when you tasted the wine, you tasted the top of the wine, so for sure the next 3 days, even if it starts to disintegrate right away, it's going to take 3 days for the taste to change. What's going to happen right away is maybe it starts smelling like vinegar, but it's still called wine. Therefore, the first 3 days, the barrel is still called wine. If you took off shroom, it's good. After that, it's a suffix. Maybe by then, even the taste changed. So you have a suffix. If you took off shroom afterward, the shroom is good. That's Rav Yochanan's pshat. Rav Yeshua ben Levi Yomad like this. Kol gimel yomim ha'achreinim. He says the price means a little different. The last 3 days before you just checked it. Again, you checked it at the beginning, it tasted good. 3 months later, you come back and you taste it, the barrel is vinegar. Tastes terrible. So he goes like this. Kol gimel yom achrenim, these last 3 days, since you just smelled it, tasted it now, vadei chomitz. For sure, the wine is not wine. For sure, it was vinegar. And if you took off truma these last 3 days, nothing doing. Mikano lahalan, before 3 days ago, suffik, then it's always doubtful whether that wine was good or not. That's what this braisa means. So according to him, when you first tasted the wine 3 months ago, the next second after that, it could be it's a suffik if that wine is still good or not. That's what Yeshua Malevi's a suffik. He learns that the last 3 days that you tasted it 3 months later, when you tasted it, it tasted like vinegar, so these last 3 days, for sure it's vinegar. Before that, it's a suffix all the way back until the time you first tasted it and it was good. Why? I mean, he says the 3 days is the opposite. Not the first 3 days, but it means the last 3 days. My time, what's his reasoning? Chamro mitito yoko. One svar is that wine becomes bad from the bottom, he holds. When it starts to turn sour, it'll start turning sour from the bottom. Now, v'eimer okov lavadaitei. Therefore, even when he first tasted it, he tasted the top. So you have to be a suffolk, even at the time when he tasted it, maybe already on the bottom of the barrel the wine was spoiled. So therefore, the suffolk starts even right away. Now, the imtim tzlem, even if you want to tell me, miloy okur, even if you want to tell me that no, maybe the way wine is, it starts to spoil from top. The top of the barrel starts to spoil first. Still, v'hai tima v'loy okur, 3 months ago when he first tasted the barrel, it tasted good, so nothing spoiled yet. But still, v'dumu, we have to be afraid, both of the tima, the next second after he put the barrel down, right after he tasted it, okar, that's when at least the smell started to change into vinegar. And therefore, have a reicha chala. He holds what it is, it's the reicha is chala, it like smells like vinegar, v'taimei chamra, and the smell, and the taste is wine. Now, his shitter is, v'reicha chala, v'taimei chamra, anytime you have wine that just smells like vinegar, even though it really tastes like wine, his shitter is chala, it's called vinegar, and therefore, it's you can't take off truma, it's not called wine anymore. Yeah, so that's the way, that's the two ways Tzlem Shan is Raisa. So Kitzur, this is the Machlekes, when you have wine, that it starts to become sour, that it smells bad, even though it still tastes good, that's this Machlekes, it's still called wine like we had before, that you still make a Baruch Pregofen, and according to Bishur Ben Levi, you would not make a Baruch Pregofen anymore. Once the wine starts to smell bad, it loses the shame of wine. Now, the Ramoyi Masnu in the south, they learned like this. Mishmei of Yeshua ben Levi, the name of Yeshua ben Levi, they learned like this. That Rishonim Vadayain, at the beginning, this barrel for sure was wine. Achronim Vadechemitz, the last days, now that you tasted this barrel of wine, for sure it's vinegar. And Tsoyim Sofik, that's the way they learned it. Same type of a Shiloh, you had a barrel of wine. First you tasted it 1 month, it was good. 3 months later you tasted it's vinegar. And all in the time in between, you kept on using it to take off truma from it. Or to make it, I mean truma, for other wine. So they learned the brisa, at the beginning it's good, the end it's no good, and in the middle it's a suffix. So hagufa kasha, chudas brisa, the way they learn it, it's a kasha the brisa itself. Omar, first you tell me, rishonim vadayayin, at the beginning for sure it's wine. Alma, what are you telling me? Reicha chala v'taim, chamra chamra. Even though at the beginning maybe it already started to smell like vinegar, so what? As long as it still tastes like wine, it's called wine. For the matter, then you tell me no. Achroinim v'adei chaymitz, like the last time, it's called vinegar. What does that mean? Alma, what do you hold? That reicha chala, if it just smells like vinegar, v'taim machamra, even though it tastes like wine, chala, it's called vinegar, that's why it's no good. So, what's pshan this brisa then? So, it says, it means like this, k'goyin di'ishtake chala sifkoto, that you found it at the end, tasting or smelling like vinegar means very, very strong vinegar. Chola sifkta means very bad. If so, di'lav, the okat losa yomi. If it wouldn't have been that it's already 3 days sour, like vinegar, like having mishtakech chola sefikta, you wouldn't have come out to be such strong vinegar. So that's pshan the brisa to them. That's why there's no stira. So only when it comes such strong vinegar, then do we say if it smells so bad, then for sure it has a shame of vinegar. But it could be, if it's not that bad, then it could be, even though it smells a little bit bad, but as long as it tastes like wine, it's still called wine. Gemara says then, if so, come on, poshidle, who are we pushing our brisa? Again, the first machlek is like, what's the locha when you have wine that smells bad and tastes good? So who are we pushing like? So pligibor rev mori rev zvid.
Chad Omak Rav Yechanan, that we talk a portion like Rav Yechanan learns, and Mashmat Taka Dalocha, that we hold that as long as it tastes like wine, still called wine, even though it smells bad, so what? As long as it tastes like wine, it has a shame wine. The Chadam once says, no, it could be Shurban Levi, that the Pshita should be the other way around, that it's totally in how it smells. As soon as wine is spoiled enough that it already smells like vinegar, it loses its shame wine,